Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The U.S. Department of Labor says it's conducting a targeted review of several of Minnesota's benefits programs. MNN's Sean Maloney has more.
The department says the review will target recent discoveries of widespread fraud. The review will be aimed at alleged discoveries in programs including Minnesota's Federal Child Nutrition Program, Early Intensive Developmental and Behavioral Intervention Autism Program, and Housing Stability Services Program. The state's Housing Stability Services Program halted payments October 31st after multiple criminal indictments alleging widespread fraud. Governor Walz announced a new statewide fraud prevention program last week, which is set to be led by former superintendent of the BCA, Tim O'Malley. Sean Maloney, MNN.
The Stuartville community has rallied together, raising more than $42,000 to support families affected by last week's tragic school shooting. Authorities say a student was critically injured and the suspected shooter was found dead at the scene from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. On Monday, officials identified the shooter as 19-year-old Logan Moyer, a 2024 graduate of Stuartville High School. According to Olmsted County Sheriff Kevin Torgerson, the shooting occurred as the school's wrestling team was preparing to leave for a meet in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The fundraiser is organized through a GoFundMe page by the Stuartville Wrestling Booster Club. Political analysts aren't surprised that Kendall Qualls won the Republican Party of Minnesota's gubernatorial straw poll. Carleton College professor Stephen Scheer says Qualls has been playing the inside game for many months.
He was one of the first, if not the first, to announce. And he's been working the potential delegates, the central committee, and so forth, more than any other candidate has. And that, I think, helps to explain how he did so well.
He says finishing a close second was a good outcome for House Speaker Lisa Daymuth. In other headlines, a 16-year-old Duluth boy has been given an 86-month prison sentence under Minnesota's Extended Jurisdiction Juvenile Program for attacking a homeless man. The sentence will be stayed as long as he complies with probation conditions. The teen apologized to the 61-year-old victim during Monday's hearing. Prosecutors say the assault happened in August when the boy struck the man in the head with a rock while recording the attack for social media. It would appear it won't be getting any cheaper for Minnesotans to travel this holiday season. AAA Minnesota's Brenna Knapp says prices are going up for the cost of traveling.
If you are taking a flight, flights are up 7%. So the average domestic flight this year is about $890. I can tell you about gas prices. Our current average here in Minnesota is $2.77 per gallon. So we're sitting lower than the national average.
This is MNN.